Welcome to the Hero Hub podcast, where we explore the journeys of the industry innovators, trailblazers, and game changers who are shaping the future of vehicles and equipment. Whether you're here for cutting-edge tech, business strategies, or simple love of the ride, this is where you'll find the inspiration to fuel your journey.
Tell me about your location, your dealership.
Yeah, so we've been in the same area. We're one location. We're based in Beaver Creek, Ohio. I've been here from the start. I'm the last remaining one. We've grown the business from two lines all the way up to like 11 or 12 now. Majority of our most selling lines would be Polaris, obviously, that Kubota, New Holland, Wright, Ferris, Skag. I keep going. We tried to just keep the momentum going for the entire year as far as mowers, off-road, on-road, snow, a little bit of everything. Our two biggest lines will obviously be Kubota and Polaris.
How'd you get into power sports, Ryan?
I mean, I've always been a salesman. I started out as a salesman, and then I found this location and job and been here ever since. I mean, I just like to sell. I love to sell.
Was there a moment where you knew that power sports was the right industry for you?
Oh, yeah. I definitely, in the first couple of weeks, I knew I'd fit into this. And going from salesman to sales manager now, you kind of teach people what I've learned over the years and tips and tricks and how to earn the customer's trust.
You mentioned customer trust. Tell me about that. How do you build it?
I don't do a lot of selling of the unit. There's probably 20% of the whole conversation with the customer that you're selling the unit. Sure. And what it provides. But a lot of it is, you know, the salesman / me and what the dealership has to provide and what we do. Obviously, the customer came here to look at the unit, but they want to, these days especially, a lot of people will confirm this, but they want to buy from a place they feel comfortable from.
So your job is then to provide that atmosphere. Tell me about your why. Why do you do the things you do every day?
I want to say it's more for the passion of it. I mean, I fell in love with this industry. It's definitely not the same thing every day. It's pretty different, and that's what I like. I wouldn't want to have anything else that would be the same thing you would do for 9-10 hours a day. I like the different tasks, the different challenges. So it's fun to get a customer that's getting into the experience or has been in the experience, and makes you feel good when they go out riding and then all of a sudden you've got 10 more customers from that one customer that you made happy and they had fun. And no matter if they've been doing it for years or they just got out and, you know, went trail riding or anything like that.
Tell me about something that people don't see behind the showroom floor. What goes on behind the scenes?
Oh, gosh. We like to have fun. We like to think of, you know, fun things to do to give to the customer, or even when there's no customers here, we like to have fun. We like to keep it a good atmosphere. People love their jobs here. I don't have a turnover rate of employees. I've had the same ones for years. And if you ain't having fun while you're working, I mean, there's, but you better find a different job.
How do you build that atmosphere?
I like to go around and see what their interests are and see what they like to do. And I mean, if they have options, my ears are always open. I mean, I want to make everybody here feel comfortable and do what they like to do. They're here for a reason. So,
does everybody in your dealership ride?
Used to. A lot of us have gotten older over the years and expanded in families. So
tell me how you balance work and a personal or family life. I know that's a challenge for a lot of people in this industry.
It is. I mean, yes, I work 8 to 6 every day, but I'm also working when I get home. I feel if you take time off or if you don't answer a simple question, even after hours to a customer, I mean, you're just creating more work the next day. So, I mean, I try to keep it flowing so there's nothing gets left behind or nothing gets, you know, unanswered. So I kind of work 24/7.
Is there like a favorite vacation, a favorite way to get away that you have?
I take one vacation a year. I got 5 weeks, but I'm too far behind. I take the family to like Destin, or took the family to Orlando this year. So went to a new Universal Park.
If you could go back and give your past self some advice, maybe when you were just starting out, what would you tell yourself?
In this industry, you just learn to delegate. I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces with all the lines we have. And in this industry, you need to learn how to delegate more and give people more responsibilities. So, I mean, that's the only thing I would really have an answer to that.
With so many lines, is there a way that you train your team or make sure that everything stays organized?
Yeah, we do a lot of hands-on training. I mean, the website training will get you so far, but if you don't know what you're looking at or what you're talking about, I mean, you don't really learn. It sticks more in your head when you do hands-on training, walk arounds and everything. Usually, like our salesmen, I'll have them pick a piece of equipment that they're not familiar with, and we walk around it, and there's no judgment on it, what they don't know or what they do know, and then teach them the things that they didn't know, and then they move on to another equipment, and then eventually down the road, they've got them all covered and all the bases covered.
You guys are part of the 20 groups. Tell me about what kind of a difference that's made for you.
The biggest difference on the 20 group since we joined was I'm taking a lot of feedback from what other dealerships are doing, what versus what I'm not doing, and seeing how it's working out, and then I'll try it. There's a lot of things I've learned that other dealerships are doing that have the same lines or in the same industry, obviously, that I've liked. A lot of good feedback. It's been good. It's been real good. There was one group meeting about buying auction units or taking more trades in, more or less the auction units to keep your sales flow during the slow time, because it also helps the service department when we go through auction units. It keeps them busy during the winter, and then we can sell them. And it's a revolving circle of between our parts sales and service. I took that one really good. I've initiated that a lot better than any other things that I've taken from the 20 groups.
Tell me about some of the biggest changes you've seen in the industry since you started.
Well, since COVID, obviously the demand, when COVID was here, people obviously had to get out and do more. And then the biggest changes, obstacles right now is obviously the economy. The APRs are slowly coming down. The units itself from all the manufacturers, they're available now. There's actually an overflow, so more discounts and rebates are out, but it's just getting it out there because obviously every dealer in the country right now is competing as far as price. So it comes back to that, making the customer trust and want to buy from you.
Well, thank you so much to our guests for joining us today, and a huge thank you to our listeners for tuning in. I hope you found today's conversation insightful and inspiring. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with others in the power sports industry. We're excited to see you at the next one.